So what I'm going to do is, we've spent the last year plus on, from the beginning of Tefillah, from Moed Ani, and we reached, we just scratched the surface of the Akedah. So I realized that the more essential parts of tefillah we might never get to if we live, even if we live 120 years, such as Shemoneh Esrei. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to skip. I'm going to start with the more essential parts of tefillah, and if we ever finish those, then we'll go back to the parts that are not as essential. They're very, very important, but not as essential. So I'm gonna skip to Shemoneh Esrei, and we'll take it from there. So before we go on to the actual words of Shemoneh Esrei, let's talk about the things that lead up to Shemoneh Esrei a little bit. So in Siman Tzadik Hey. The Rambam says, "Yesh Aimrim kisha Aimid leisbalo yedach lefanav gimel b'siyus." Those that say when a person gets up to daven, that a person should walk forward three steps, derech kiru v'hagosha ledovesh etzorach la'asayis. It's a manner of approaching something that needs to be done. So, very interesting lashon, but that's. We're supposed to take three steps forward. The Darkei Moshe, when he brings this halacha, he says that the reason for these three steps, and it's brought here in the Bir Agra, is because we find three hagosha l'tfila, three approaches to tfila in Tanakh. One is Vayigash Avraham, which is, I believe, in this week's parasha, where Avraham approaches to beseech Hashem on the behalf of Sdoim. This week's parasha, next week's parasha. That is next week's parsha. Next week's parsha. That's Vayigash Avraham. Then in parsha Vayigash is Vayigash El of Yehuda. That is the second Hagosha. And then the third Hagosha is Vayigash Eliyahu. So we find three times the word Hagosha, which means approaching when it comes to tefillah. And this is why says the Darkei Moshe brings this from the Rekeach. This is why we need to take three steps forward. It would seem from the Darkei Moshe and from the Poskim here in the Shulchan Aruch that the first source for this minig to take three steps forward before Shemoneh Esrei is the Rekeach. However, others bring that the Sefer HaPardes from Rashi already brings this minig, that it is the minig to say, to take three steps forward before davening. Now, it would seem, if this is the reason, or since this is the reason, for taking three steps before Shemoneh Esrei, it would seem that one only needs to take three steps forward. One does not need to take three steps backwards. And that the only reason we take three steps backwards is only in order to take three steps forward. But if a person would find themselves three steps ahead of their stender before Shemoneh Esrei, they don't need to take three steps backward. All they need to do is take three steps forward. And Mishabura brings that the Elie Rabba says that there is no, that one does not have to take three steps backward, only three steps forward. However, Mishabura brings other opinions that one does need to take three steps backwards. Now, the reason for those opinions is that there are other reasons given for these three steps. The Kaf HaChaim brings a couple of reasons. One is, it is a zecher, it's a remembrance for the 3 mil that Bnei Yisrael were distanced from Har Sinai at the time of Matan Torah. It says that they were so frightened by the whole matzah of Matan Torah that they went 3 mil back, and then they came back. The Malachim brought them back 3 mil forward. So as a remembrance to that, we take 3 steps backward and then 3 steps forward. And the reason why this is a comparison to Har Sinai is because the whole concept of tefillah is to greet Hashem face to face. However, when somebody's davening Shemoneh Esrei, one needs to envision the Shechinah opposite themselves, which is the only other time we ever had that was at Mamad Har Sinai. So, as a remembrance to the only time in history that we came face to face with the Shechinah, and then we took 3 steps backward, 3 mil backward, then 3 mil forward, we do the same now as well. And the Kaf HaChaim says, and he brings this from the Shlo HaKadosh, that there is a, it's not just a remembrance of what it was back then. It's a demonstration of a yira that needs to take place before Shemoneh Esrei. It says in the pasuk regarding the malachim, it says v'achayis rotzu v'shoiv. It says the chayis run and they retract. When there's a certain sense of yira, of awe, that causes a person to retract. So before we go forward, which is a demonstration of a hava, there needs to be yira that precedes that. And the yira that precedes the yira needs to precede a hava, so we take 3 steps backward, that's our yira, and then once we've demonstrated our yira, do we demonstrate our hava, and take 3 steps forward. The Kaf HaChaim also brings that this is, I believe also from the Shlo HaKadosh, that the reason why we take 3 steps forward is to commemorate what took place at Har Sinai. It says that Moshe entered 3 barriers. At the time of Har Sinai, there were 3 barriers. Pasuk in Pasuk in Parshas Veschana. The mountain is burning in fire to the heart of heaven. Darkness, a cloud, and arofel. So these were, Rashi explains in Parshas Yisrael that these were 3 barriers that were in place at Mamad Har Sinai. And Moshe Rabbeinu says that Moshe nigash el arofel hashasham v'alekim. Moshe entered the arofel, which means that he entered all 3 barriers. Choshech anan v'arofel hashasham v'alekim, that is where the Rabbeinu Shalom was. So as we are going to speak to the Rabbeinu Shalom, we also need to enter these 3 mechitzas. Choshech anan v'arofel, that's why we take 3 steps forward. Thank you. Now, the emphasis is that this whole concept of having barriers during Mamad Har Sinai. Mamad Har Sinai was a time of his galus, was a time of a tremendous revelation. So, and here we have that at the same Mamad, there was Choshech Anav Arafel, there was darkness and a cloud, and Arafel, which means a very dense cloud. And Rashi tells us there were barriers. What were barriers doing? Why were there barriers during Mamad Har Sinai? And I think we need to understand this in order to be able to understand how to approach Shemoneh Esrei. There's a medrash on the pasuk Nachmu Nachmu Ami. Hashem says, be comforted, my nation. So the Medrash says, Chatu b'kiflayim, the Bnei Yisrael sinned double. Shenema chet chatu Yerushalayim. It says that Yerushalayim sinned double. V'loku b'kiflayim, they were smitten double. Shenema ki loksa miyad Hashem kiflayim b'chol chatu Yisrael. And they will be comforted double. So what does it mean? They sinned double. How does a person sin double? You sinned, you could do many sins. What does it mean? They sinned double and they were smitten double. The Rebbeinu doesn't punish a person more than what they deserve. And what does it mean that they'll be comforted double? So there's a pasuk in Parshas Vayelech. Pasuk says, "V'yemra Hashem Moshe, Hinch Hashechav Mavisecha, V'kama Amazev V'zanach Achrei Alehin Echra Oretz Ashu Vasham V'kirbay V'azavani V'heferes Brisi Ashekrati." Hashem tells Moshe, "After you pass away, this nation is going to go off the derech. They're going to worship Avodah Zarah. They're going to desert me." Hashem says that he's going to get angry with us and he's going to desert us. I'll hide my face from them. Terrible things are going to happen. Chas v'shalom. But Yisrael will say on that day, it's because Hashem is not within me. This is why these terrible things happen. It says the pasuk continues, and I will hide my face on that day. I'll call Asher also for all the bad that they have done. So the Mefarshim all ask. It seems that Bnei Yisrael were doing tshuva already. They said, they're realizing that the reason why all these troubles are happening is because so. Why does the pasuk continue? Onoichi haster aster pana b'yamahu, which haster aster means a double hester. Until then, it was only v'histarti pana b'yam, and now it's going to be onoichi haster aster. It's going to be a double hester. This is after they did tshuva already. So the tzaddik explains that when a yid does an avera, what a yid is expressing is, I want to live a godless life. I want to be able to do whatever I want. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam conducts himself with us, midah keneged midah, measure for measure. So you want to live a godless life? Okay. So I'm going to hide myself from you. Right? That's why it says, after they do avedis, v'istarati panamayam. I'm going to hide myself from you. You are going to think that you're living a godless life. Now, the key word here is that Rabbi Yisrael is going to hide from us. Not that he's going to desert us.
The Rebbeinu Shlomo never deserves that. There's a pasuk. Shachati, ani Hashem shoych ani tamisaych tumoisam. The Rebbeinu Shlomo dwells with us within our tum. What he does do though is v'histarati panameham. The Rebbeinu Shlomo hides himself from us to give us the illusion as if he's not with us. But what we're supposed to do at that time is, as the pasuk says, we kashd mishamas Hashem lekechom etzasa. You're supposed to, Rebbeinu Shlomo is hiding. Find him. Look, seek the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and you'll find him. The worst thing a Yid can do at that time is to say, Rebbeinu Shlomo deserted me. So when a Yid says, when a Yid doesn't chat that Rebbeinu Shlomo is just hiding, and a Yid says, Rebbeinu Shlomo deserted me, Pshat is, not only don't you realize the Hester, the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is hiding is also hidden from you. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo, if that's the case, so I'll also conceal the fact that I'm only hiding. And that's the biggest Hester that there is. The biggest Hester that there is that a Yid doesn't realize that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is only hiding and that he really is with us. And this, I believe, is the chet chata Yerushalayim, the double chet. It's one thing to do an aver and to somehow express that I want a godless life. But later to say, al ki ein elekai v'kirbi, to say that the Rebbeinu Shlomo, not only did I do an aver, but the Rebbeinu Shlomo deserted me, that's a double chet. And for that, the lakubik of flying, what is the lakubik of flying? The lakubik of flying is, Hanoichi haster haster panai. It's that not only is there a haster, not only will the Rebbeinu Shlomo conceal himself from us, but the Rebbeinu Shlomo will conceal the fact that he's only concealed. That we should talk and live with the illusion that chas v'shalom, the Rebbeinu Shlomo doesn't care about us. But as soon as we're mekayim l'uikashtem esam mishamas Hashem l'kechom etzasa, if we seek the Rebbeinu Shlomo, realize he's only hiding. And that the Rebbeinu Shlomo, there's nothing more that the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants than us to come close to him. Then there's yinachem v'keflam. Not only will that first hester come off, and we'll all realize that it's a hester, but there will be an actual hisgalus. The Rebbeinu Shlomo will reveal himself. And this, I believe, was essential to Kabbalah Satayr. Klal Yisrael, if you're going to say Nasa V'Nishma, to say Nasa V'Nishma in a time of his galus is no big deal. But to say Nasa V'Nishma when there's Choshech Onon V'Arofel, when there's darkness and a cloud and even a dense cloud, where there's a Hester B'Taych Hester B'Taych Hester, and Klal Yisrael should at that time say Nasa V'Nishma, that's Kabbalah Satayr. To realize that no matter how great the Hesed is, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is still there, and that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is calling out to us, Nachmu, Nachmu Ami, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants our closeness, despite no matter how much Hesed there is, that's a Kabbalah Satayr. And that's why there had to be Shas Kabbalah Satayr, there had to be, because without that, it's not a Kabbalah Satayr. Now there's a Chassam Sofer, Parshas Vayigash, where the Chassam Sofer says that the Chassam Sofer is a long shmuz over there. Why Lashon Kodesh has a kedusha over all other Lashonis. And even though a Yid can learn Torah in other languages, Yid can daven in other languages, there's a Kedusha, a special Kedusha that Lashon Kodesh has. And one of the advantages that the Chassam Sofer brings out is that there's a pasuk, El Ginas Egoiz Yeradati. And it says, Ginas, Gimel Nun Sof, is Rosh Tevis, Gematria, Noitreikoin, Temura. Meaning that in Lashon Kodesh, the words have, besides their simple meaning, there's gematria, there's numerical value that has with it many remazim. There is neutraken, which means a word can stand for something. It has, it's an acronym. It has, it's a Rosh HaTevis for different things that it alludes to. And there's tumudis, meaning there's exchanges of letters. There's the way letters are pronounced, that they can be exchanged with all the letters. An aleph can be exchanged for a ches and a ayin and a hey and other letters. The beis can be exchanged for a vav and a vez and a mem, because they're all iterated with the lips. And then there's atbash, where you can exchange the aleph and the tav and the beis and the shin and the gimel and the resh. There's so many different remuzim that it can be found in Lashon Kodesh. It can't be found in other lashonos. So I'd like to suggest that in these three barriers of Choshech, Onan, V'Arafel, there is symbolism through Gematria, Neitreken, and Tmuris that the Rebbeinu Shlalim is calling out to us from that Choshech, Onan, V'Arafel, and asking us for our closeness. Choshech. The gematria of the word choshech, ches shin chof, is 328. Now choshech is darkness, right? The hester ponim. But this choshech is the same exact gematria as nachmu nachmu ami. It's the Rebbeinu Shleilam. If, of course, on the surface it looks like choshech, but look a little bit deeper. Look at the gematria. The gematria of that choshech is calling out to us and telling us, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, be comforted. So that's gematria. The second barrier is Onan. Neutrekein. Onan is Rosh HaTevis. Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami. Once again, you have a cloud, which is another barrier, a hester ponim. Look deeper. Look a little bit deeper in the Rosh HaTevis of Onan is Nachmu Nachmu Ami. Arafel we'll have to look into Tmuris. There's a very interesting Avodram. I saw him, Nesiv Shalom brings it, half of a fella. He brings that, you know, there's different types of relationships that we have with the Rebbeinu Shleilam. One of a Eved and a Melech, one that of a father and children. But then we find the Shira Shirim, probably the most intimate of the relationships we have with the Rebbeinu Shleilam, is of Ish V'Ish, Chas and Kal. So the Avodram says that the time for this tremendous relationship is Shabbos. That's why we say Shir HaShirim right before Shabbos enters. Shabbos is a time of this tremendous, this intimate relationship that we have with the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And he bases it on the Medrash. Medrash says that the Shabbos came to the Rebbeinu Shleilam and said, every day has a zug. Every day has a pair. Sunday has Monday, and Tuesday has Wednesday, and Thursday has Friday. Shabbos is all alone. Shabbos says, "In the ben zug, I don't have a pair." So the Rebbeinu Shlom answered, "Knesset Yisrael yeh ben zug. Klal Yisrael will be your pair." And the way that the Avodram explains it is that the zug of Knesset Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shlom, that takes place on Shabbos. That's the Chodadi, the Kras Kala. There's this tremendous close relationship takes place on Shabbos Kodesh. And he says, Avodram says, that this is why that the first tefillah on Shabbos begins with Ata Kiddushta. Ata Kiddushta is the Kiddushin. That's the first tefillah of Shabbos. The second tefillah of Shabbos is Yismach Moshe, is the Nisuin, the time of the Simcha. And then comes Mincha as Ato Echad at the time of the Yichud. So I say it now. The word Arafel, if you exchange the letters of the Ad Bash, right, we've had Choshech is Gematria, Nachmo Nachmo Ami, Onon is Netreken, and Arafel is in Tzmura. If you change the Ayin with Ad Bash, it will be a Zion. Right? At, Bash, Gar, Dak, Hatz, Vap, Za. Zion exchanges for Ayin exchanges for a Zion. Reish exchanges for a Gimel. Fe exchanges for a Vav. And a Lamed exchanges for a Chav, which is Zugach. Meaning the most dense of these klippas, the Arafel, there a person can find the greatest closeness that there is. That the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Zugach, is Ar Ben Zug, Kiviyachol. And that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Kiviyachol, yearns for this closeness with Klal Yisrael. But it has to come through Klal Yisrael seeking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam despite the Hester Pun. And that's why the Pasuk says that Moshe Nigash Elo Arafel, Moshe approached the Arafel Asher Shomo Elokim. There in the Arafel, there is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So we have to know if the three steps we take towards Shemen Esrei is to enter the Choshech Onan V'Arafel. We have to know that no matter how distant we feel throughout the whole davening, and many times our head is totally elsewhere up until we take those three steps, we have to realize that no matter how big the Hester Panim is, we're taking the three steps to enter into that Hester to find the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And tefillah can take on an entire new meaning. It's mamish embracing the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, despite the Hester, or maybe even due to the Hester, because he's hiding for us to be able to seek him and to find him. Because we seek him. Now, contrary to the public assumption is, I have no idea where this comes from, but in many Chadarim schools, they teach the kids that they're supposed, when they take the three steps backwards, they're supposed to say Hashem Svosa Tivtach, and when they take the three steps forward, they're supposed to say Ufi Yagati Losacha. No source for that anywhere. Quite the contrary. The three steps backward and three steps forward is supposed to be taken during Gol Yisrael, during the from Tzuri Yisrael and on, should be taking place so that the there is no hefsek between Gol Yisrael and Shemen Esrei. So before a person starts Hashem Svosa Tiftach, the person should be already standing by Shemen Esrei. So these three steps backwards and three steps forwards should be taking place while a person is reciting the last part of Gol Yisrael. Late. I was going to go into the just quote the halacha. Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll continue. The next thing we're going to talk about is the Siman Tzadik Dalet. The Mechaber begins with the direction where a person is supposed to daven. So Mekumay Lehispalo, when a person gets up to daven, says the Mechaber, to be standing in Chutz La'aretz, Yachzer Panav Keneged Eretz Yisrael, a person should face Eretz Yisrael. V'yichaven Gam Yerushalayim, with a Migdash of the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, a person should have in mind that he's facing also not only Eretz Yisrael, but Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMigdash, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hayayim et Be'eretz Yisrael, if he's in Eretz Yisrael, Yahaz Lepanim connect to Yerushalayim, he should face Yerushalayim, Yicham Agal Namigdash, the base Kaddish HaKadoshim. He should also have in mind the base of Migdash and the Kaddish HaKadoshim. Hayayim et Be'erushalayim, Yahaz Lepanim, the Migdash, if he is in Yerushalayim, he should face the base of Migdash, Yicham Agal Namigdash, the base Kaddish HaKadoshim. And the Ramah says, well, Anu, and we, Shemachzirim Panenu LeMizrach, the reason why we face Mizrach, is because we live west of Eretz Yisrael. Benimtza Panenu LeEretz Yisrael. So that's why we face Mizrach. Siv Gimel, says the Mechaber, Misha'enu Yochel Lechavan Arucha, somebody who doesn't know where Mizrach is, Yechavan Livay Lovish Vashemayim. You're supposed to be a Mechavan, one's heart to Ovish Vashemayim. It happens to be that people get so caught up with which direction they're davening that they totally forget about the Ovish Vashemayim. The main thing is, Yechavan Livay Lovish Vashemayim. The Rucha is extra credit. My grandmother told me, my father's mother was the daughter of the Kiddush Tzion. As a little girl, she was in a daven Shemoneh Esrei, so she asked her father. She asked, I can't remember the grandfather or her father. I think it was her father. She asked her father, the Baal Baruch, Vishtayt Meshemoneh Esrei. So he said, Gaina Winkel and Davin zum Taten in Himmel. Go into a corner and Davin to your father in heaven. That's what he, that was his direction. Yechavan libo Davin Shema Shemayim. All right, so Mitzvah will continue next week with this Hagdama to Shemoneh Esrei.